when you say Bichsa Shachar, a lot of times people say it without looking into a sitter. And a lot of times they get mixed up. And there's actually a difference between in the order between Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfarad. So the rule is that the Seder is not Ma'akev by Bichsa Shachar, except for two brachas, Mater Asurim and Zokev Kfufim. In case you're wondering, Mater Asurim comes first. And if you say Zokev Kfufim first, you can no longer say Mater Asurim. So it's sort of B'chol Masayimoneh, and it includes already, Zokev Kfufim already includes Mater Asurim, so to speak. Now, when you say Baruch Atah Hashem, and you intended to finish a certain way, and then you realize that before you finish the bracha that you were going to say the wrong bracha, the bracha out of place. So the din is, the Shavur Paskins, well, everybody Paskins, you should finish the bracha you intended to make, even though it will make the brachas out of order. But the Mishnah Berurah Paskins is that even if you intended to say Zokev Kfufim, and now you will lose the bracha of Matir Asurim, Mishnah Berurah Paskins, it's still, even though the Eved Yotze, when you complete a bracha the right way, even if you intended to finish it a different way. But certainly you're supposed to finish it the way you intended when you started it, even to the degree that if you intended to say Zokev Kfufim, Mishnah Berurah Paskins, that you should do that, and you will lose the bracha of Matir Asurim. And because it's more important to finish the bracha that you intended to make. Although in Hilchos Brachos, you yotze b'di'evet. If you don't, you would think, well, let me do the b'di'evet and not lose the bracha. But the Shabura Paskin is not like that. So if you will have thought so, you will have been wrong.